Concours Écricom 2005. Épreuve orale d'anglais. Texte numéro 18. Turkey set to receive date for EU talks. Turkey is this week expected to receive the long-awaited green light to start talks about joining the European Union, but tensions rose yesterday as the countdown started to the historic decision. After more than 40 years in the waiting room, Turkey expects to be told at a two-day EU summit that it can begin formal membership talks in the second half of next year. But the development, expected on Friday, is being clouded by growing public and political opposition in Europe to the accession of the mostly Muslim state of 69 million people. France, Austria and Denmark are insisting that the summit communique stresses that the talks will be long, they are expected to last at least a decade, and are not guaranteed to succeed. Germany's opposition conservatives raised the stakes yesterday when one of their most senior figures threatened to end the negotiations if his party won the next election. Edmund Stoiber, chairman of Bavaria's Christian Social Union, ally of the larger Christian Democratic Union, told the Frankfurter Allgemeine, "A government led by us from 2006 would, together with our partners, for instance France, do whatever is necessary to prevent Turkey from becoming a full member of the EU." His intervention served to underline that even if Turkey met all the EU's requirements, including curbing the role of the military, ensuring the independence of the judiciary, and upholding human rights, its route could still be blocked. Cyprus, long seen as one of the biggest stumbling blocks to Turkey's admission, is making clear that it wants a commitment to starting the normalization of relations between the two countries. Tassos Papadopoulos, Cypriot president, expects Turkey to agree to the completion of its customs union with the EU's 10 new members, a tacit recognition by Ankara of the existence of his country. One reassuring sign for Turkey is that he has said he would not veto the start of talks with Turkey. Although the EU approaches most enlargement negotiations with trepidation, Turkey believes it is getting a rougher ride than other applicants. Recep Tayyip Erdogan, Prime Minister, yesterday claimed to Bildtam Sonntag that it was being held to stricter criteria than other candidates. "We have done all that was demanded of us, and the Europeans are still hesitating." EU foreign ministers meet in Brussels today to prepare this week's summit, which starts on Thursday, but final decisions will be left to prime ministers. The summit is due to give Croatia a date to start membership talks with the EU, but Britain and some Nordic countries have serious doubts following criticisms by the International War Crimes Tribunal chief prosecutor Carla Dal Ponte. Fin du texte numéro 18.